every month we tell your story, sharing information from those in the field of experience in story form. Thanks to those from Emmanuel Hospice, Clark, St. Anne's, Porter Hills, Sunset, and all of those venues out there caring for we when we get experienced. How's that versus old? Well, better than the alternative. My next guest here to reflect on her parents' love story. Several years ago, Marilyn Stevens, an Emmanuel Hospice volunteer, came across a love letter from her dad to her mom, which shows the beautiful but realistic love they shared. So, Marilyn Stevens, good morning to you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Tell me about you.
Not much to tell, really. I'm a volunteer at Emmanuel Hospice, and the reason I got into it was our son died at age 46 in 2008, and it was through Faith Hospice, and he was at Trillium Woods for almost 2 months, and seeing all the volunteers there, probably within a year after Scott died, I thought there has to be something that I can do. So I did office work for them. I didn't know how I would be around the patients, but I enjoy doing the office work. I'm a very organized person, and that's what I've been doing since Emmanuel called me.
How'd you do around the patients? Was it easier than maybe you thought?
Well, I haven't really been around patients other than anybody that's just family. I just thought maybe I'd get too emotional.
Yes.
And couldn't distance myself. And so just doing what they need to have done in the office is very fulfilling for me because I know I'm doing something to help somebody.
Yes, someone that is in your shoes now that you were in several years ago. So
yes.
Thank you for that testimony. So let's talk about your parents. So you find this love letter. First of all, talk about your parents. I guess I'll be blunt. Have we lost, are they
yes,
looking down
yes,
at us as we speak?
My father was born in 1913, my mother in 1916. Mm-hmm. And it really was a love story. Mm-hmm. Back then, as one would say, they married in 1936, and the letter is dated February 14th, 1936. It was an actual love letter to her. Anyway, at that time, there really... What couples did, there were a lot of dance halls, I guess you'd call them, around the city. And you went as a couple, you went as singles. Well, that's where they met. And so they started dancing, and of course, one thing led to another, and they started dating and everything. And it was relatively hard because my mother was Polish, and my father was not, and was not Catholic at the time. So
at that time, that was kind of a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But they weathered that storm and got married and were married until my father died at age 59 from lung cancer. So
died young.
Well, over. Yeah. Yes, they were. I think he was 23 and she was 19 when they got married. 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm. You found the letter that your father wrote to your mom shortly before their wedding? Was that wedding letter?
No. I found the letter. I hope I don't get choked up here. When I was ready to put my mother into an Alzheimer's unit because she had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and she really went rapidly. And we were cleaning out her drawers and in a vanity. Women used vanities at that time with the little chair in front of it and you put your makeup on and stuff. Back in a drawer, I pulled out an envelope. And of course, it had her name on it. And I opened it up and I found this 3-page letter that my father had written to my mother and expressing his love for her. And this was, of course, before they were married. They were married on May 16th of that year, 1936, and this was February 14th of that year.
Yeah, before their wedding.
If I could, I'd like to read you parts of this letter. Would that be okay?
Microphone's on.
Okay. He starts out saying, "At times, I feel the urge to write whatever I'm thinking at the moment, whatever thoughts are in my mind and soul." And anyway, it gave him greater happiness to put his thoughts in writing. But now I'm going to quote exactly what he said to her. "I love you, Anne, in every way possible, and always shall. Your happiness is my biggest worry, and while you are happy, I can consider myself a success. At this writing, dear, we are planning to be married. Marriage is not an art, as some people are wont to call it, but it is God's own sacrament since the beginning of all things, just as his son's institution of the sacrament of the Holy Communion." And further on, he writes, "All my life, I have held an ideal, as do all men, of the girl that I wanted for a wife. As long as I can remember, dear, I believe that I have known you. You have been with me always. It is not often that a man finds his ideal, and I can consider myself fortunate and blessed when I realize that I have found you. It is not like finding you, dear, because I feel that it was just like meeting someone who I have always known. You, Anne, are the personification of that ideal. I see in you everything to love and worship. Just as in the flower, I can see the embodiment of God's presence. You're everything to work for, to love, and to make happy. And I'm going to take care of you, adore you, and make you happy until I die. You'll never have the occasion to look back and say that you could have married someone who would love you more. You could easily marry someone who is in better circumstances financially than I am, but money isn't love, and money can't buy love."
Thank you for that, Marilyn Stevens, Emmanuel Hospice volunteer, reflecting on her parents' love story, reading a love letter from her father to her mother. Wow, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Marilyn, you had a chance to share this letter with your mom again late in life after your dad did pass away. What did that mean for her to hear that letter?
Well, she was into Alzheimer's. She was already passed over into what they call the moderate stages. But how this letter came about was the Grand Rapids Press wanted to know about, have you ever gotten a love letter, that type of thing. And when I read it, I wrote them a letter saying, this is what I have found. And, of course, I sat in my car reading it when I got back out to my car and just bawled like a baby, because my father was already gone, and my mother, to a degree, I had lost also. So the press contacted me, and they wanted to do an in-person interview. So we set it up, and by the grace of God, she was relatively lucid that day, and the reporter asked her a lot of questions about how did this come about, and she said she was invited to his home for dinner, and after dinner, his mother sat in the background playing her piano, soft music, and they sat down on the couch, and he asked her to marry him. And she remembered all this. Every question that the reporter asked her, she was able to answer. She was very clear that day. And I had the letter with me, of course, and read some parts to her, and she remembered it and got tears in her eyes. So it was a very moving moment for me to be able to share that with her again.
Thank you for that. He was only 23-ish when he wrote that? I mean,
yes, he was 23 when they married, and she was, I'm trying to think, they were married in May. I think she was going to be 20 in July because her birthday was July. He turned 23 in May, the early part of May.
Is that written in cursive?
No, he actually typed it.
He typed it?
Yes.
On an older typewriter, probably.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell that by the up and down of everything.
Yeah. Do you, before I get into some closing comments, do you have brothers and sisters, Marilyn?
I have.
Anyone to share this feeling, this experience with?
Yes. I have an older sister who died of lung cancer also in 2007, and then an older brother and a younger sister. So we were all...
Do you yourself have an extended family? Do you Did you marry and have children?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I married and had four children. Son.
Yes, you mentioned your boy.
Yeah,
yes,
son, daughter, son, daughter. The son died full-term pregnancy right on the delivery table. A cord was wrapped around his neck. And, of course, my son passed away, but I have my two daughters and my daughter-in-law, who I refer to as my third daughter. So she's a sweetheart.
She's very lucky. Marilyn, since today is all about celebrating love, let's talk about some things that bring love and fulfillment into your life. And I guess we can expand upon your kids and your grandkids and your commitment to volunteering.
Well, I think at a person my age, I'm 75, simple things now bring you joy and pleasure. I find just saying good morning or good afternoon to people that I pass. You know, there was a saying at one time, and I was guilty of this. A lot of times when women walk down the hall, when they're working, they have a tendency to look down at the floor like they're looking for a quarter. You have to pick your head up. That's how you greet people. And that's what, you know, you get much further with a smile than you do with a frown. So you can smile at people and say good morning. And, of course, my children and grandchildren, and now there are four great-grandchildren, bring me great joy. I volunteer at church. I volunteer at the Westside Complex Senior Center every Tuesday. And I think life is what you make it yourself. If you want to be a downer, you can be a downer. And a lot of people, I guess, have reasons to be downer. But you can also be an upper. You know, my father always used to say, you know, some people look at the glass half full, and some people look at the glass half empty. I try and be the half full.
I think we know what you have chosen, Marilyn. Kudos to you, Emmanuel Hospice volunteer with your church and hanging out with the extended family as well. What will be your Valentine Day plan?
Well, it is Tuesday, so I'm at the Westside Complex Senior Bingo. We have bingo for seniors that are 55 and
cool.
older.
And that's me.
I have that planned. And I'm going to stay longer than I normally do because I normally would go to Emmanuel Hospice on Tuesday, but I let them know I wouldn't be there, and then I have plans to meet my daughter later. So,
life day at a time. Thank you very much, Marilyn, on behalf of Emmanuel Hospice and the other great communities in our area, sharing your parents' love story.
Thank you very much for having me.